This is Shameless on 101.9 FM, CITR, broadcasting from an institution of learning, the UBC campus, not unlike a certain sitcom on NBC, which is soon to be a thing of the past. I'm talking about Community, tomorrow being the last one, probably forever. I felt it appropriate to give this show a classy opening like that show does with the 88, at least it was here. Though, you know, I don't really like to go on about TV shows I watch on the radio, you know, not really being the most exciting material, but I really like that show, and I'll miss it. I don't think I can really dedicate half an hour of my life to, you know, The New Girl or Two and a Half Men or any other, many other shows. But in happier news, there's a great gig going on at the Astoria tonight. The OLs will deliver a heap of charm, sass, and wit in music, and I'll be in conversation with Sarah Jickling of the OLs later on the show. Before showtime, of course. Also, Winter Coast will be on the bill at the Astoria and probably here on Shameless as well. I've also got some tickets to give away to the Fishbone documentary at Pacific Cinematheque this Friday. The showing will be with director Lev Anderson in the house, and not only is the band on tour, but they've got an amazing documentary showing at the theater, and I've not seen one review of that movie not get less than 10 out of 10. The first pair goes to the next caller to the studio, 822-2487. Makes for a good date, you know, just saying. And I think I'll make a contest out of the next one. Something like, when you hear Fishbone, call us up at 822-2487 to win the second pair to their screening of their documentary. I think now it's a good time to start the show off on a bang. Playing tonight at the Biltmore's Rock and Roll Pizza Party, featuring, of all things, free pizza. This is Keep Tidy. Simpsons quotes.
Take Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Thank you.
Montreal/Toronto-based collective Yamakata Sonic Titan. From their latest record, YT/ST, that was Hoshi Nico on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Also in that set, we had some Odonis Adonis with their latest Busted Lip. In the middle of that set, some local stuff, Marvelous Darlings with I Don't Want to Go to the Party. And we started the set off with Keep Tidy, Simpsons Quotes. They playing the Rock and Roll Pizza Party at the Biltmore. Tonight should be a good time. Free pizza, how can it not? Also going on tonight at the Astoria is this band, Winter Coast, playing with the OLs, but get to them later. First up, Brittle Bones, Winter Coast.
Article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In November's issue of Discorder, read up on the features, including interviews with Catherine Calder, Siskiyou, and the fabulous Vacant State. This month's venues column tackles Vancouver's queer hip-hop scene. And you can't miss that cover story on Blackout Beach. So look out for the deep red hue of November 2011's edition of Discorder.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Sorry, I'm not that girl from Transformers. That was the O'Wells with Is It Too Late to Apologize? I love what they're selling, and lots of it. In the few years they've been around, they've gone from playing in their school's Terry Fox run to urban coffee shops to venues where they've had seen their own favorite bands play. The release for this EP is next Wednesday, the 23rd at the Cobalt, and tonight they'll be playing the Astoria with Winter Coast. I had the distinct pleasure of sitting down with Sarah Jinkling of the O'Wells over a latte or two and pick her brain. In the proverbial sense. Because word on the street is that this next show is going to be extra cheerful, and as you heard, this band is as cheerful as it gets, so I just gotta know, how does the O'Wells get even more cheerful?
Well, this next show, we're going to have cupcakes. That always ups the sugary level. And at every show, I try and destroy a heart. I don't know if anyone's been to one of my shows, but during a wicked guitar solo, I take something that's heart-shaped and destroy it. And I'm hoping that for my next show, I can find something incredible to destroy, like maybe a giant pinata or a nice sculpture. I don't know.
A Megan Fox Valentine, perhaps?
Wow. Valentine's Day is going to be amazing. I'm just going to buy the dollar stores out of everything they have so I can destroy it. Hearts for the next year.
Is there some symbolic message to this?
My heart is broken, I guess. Oh.
So not the girl from Transformers is the name of your EP. Is this a broad statement on women or something specific geared towards what's-her-face?
I guess when I wrote that song, Transformers, the first one, I think, had just come out, and there was that image where Megan Fox was leaning over a car, and she was all sweaty, and she was fixing it. And I just thought, I have no idea what goes into a car, and I could never do that, and I would look ridiculous if I tried. And then I realized that it's really pointless to try and be Megan Fox, to try and be something you're not. And that's the overall message of the Oh Wells, is don't try and be what you're not, because you're not that girl from Transformers, unless you are, and then it's fine. But you know, I'm not.
Look where she is now.
I have no idea.
So what was the recording of that EP like?
It was actually interesting because three songs are recorded with a different band. We actually had a lineup change in the middle, which was very Oh Wells of us. Something always goes wrong.
Oh well.
So it was a lot of fun. I know that during the first section of recording, I had exams and I wasn't sleeping at all. And then the second half of recording, I had dropped out of school and it was great. it was a really fun time.
And I made a few visits to your website. I'm really enjoying the vlog series you got going on.
Oh, thank you.
Where do you get the ideas to create these webisodes?
Well, I always say, when I grow up, I want to be a combination of Beyonce and Tina Fey. So in order to be inspired to create these webisodes, I tend to watch like TV shows like 30 Rock. And I just recently read Tina Fey's book. I'm very inspired by female comedians. Oh, I once read Female Comedians Aren't Funny it was a Facebook post on my feed, and it makes me mad because there's some really hilarious ladies out there.
Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
Are you a Community fan by any chance?
Oh, of course. I'm a huge Community fan.
Didn't hear the bad news?
What? What's the bad news?
They didn't even wait till September to axe it.
No.
It's gone. Like,
are you serious?
Might not even be on quote-unquote tomorrow.
Oh, this is like Arrested Development all over again. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm sorry to be the one to break the news to you.
Oh my gosh. I'll cry myself to sleep about it, but it'll be okay.
So perhaps I could spend my free time watching a new Oh Wells vlog. You got any content in mind for a new one?
I have lots of content in mind. I was thinking of doing a cat fashion show sometime this week, and I was also thinking of doing some covers on my keytar. I just bought a keytar, so it's pretty exciting.
Here now, the Oh Wells, I Hate the Sun, on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Calling. something out before you kill me. Oh, June, July, and August, can we work something out before you kill me? Oh, in June, July, and August, can we work something out before you kill me?
You've also got a contest going on, tweeting Owell's memories, was it?
Oh, Owell's moments. So that's anything from, you know, an embarrassing, I fell in front of my crush, to something more pathetic, like I ate an entire box of crackers and then cried myself to sleep. Yeah, any of those.
Got any good ones so far?
We got one from Scotland. A guy was talking about how he was sad that he couldn't come to the show because he was in Scotland. I mean, I think that's a pretty good oh well. Other than that, there was a really great one about how a girl asked a boy to go to the camp dance at summer camp, and he said yes, and then he didn't go with her. That was pretty good.
Oh well. So perhaps we could quickly touch on your musical background.
For sure. I started by, you know, as a little five-year-old who was forced to play the piano, like many five-year-olds are. And then from there, I started learning how to play Hilary Duff songs on my own, which was, you know, something different from the classical music I'd been playing. And that's actually where it started. And I think the first song that I wrote myself was about popcorn. It was called Burnt Popcorn. Yeah.
And in the group, you often combine many different styles together, perhaps like Hilary Duff and classical, Chopin perhaps. Well, where do you draw these influences from? What kind of influences do you think you draw from?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's a big part of that is how many different musical influences are in the band. I mean, we have my bass player is really into punk music, and then we have my guitarist, he's a jazz guitarist, and so that definitely helps. Me personally, I am very, very into pop music. Like, I will just listen to Rihanna all day long. But at the same time, obviously, I'm incredibly influenced by Feist and indie musicians in Canada and England, and so I kind of take that indie sound and put a pop spin on it.
Nice. I've seen you do a lot of competitive gigs around town, you know, Shindig, Peak Performance Project. Are there any bands that you, around town, you see them and you're like, I don't want to go against them. They're dangerously good.
I feel like I've definitely already competed against so many of those bands. I don't know if there's this band called Kidnap Kids. I never want to compete against them. They are too hilarious. I don't know. I just want to be their best friend, and I would cheer them on the entire time.
A city of frenemies, it could be.
Yeah.
And finally, I've noticed you're going into more of the business side of music. How does that play into a band where you've clearly started for fun, now navigating the world of being in a business of a band?
It's terrifying and stressful. No, but I now spend all my time, you know, emailing and spending money, I don't know, money that I don't have. And so I think it's a step that's necessary if I want to make money, which is what I'm going to have to do if I want to stop working for minimum wage. So it's a necessary step, and I'm getting to enjoy it. Today I sent emails for 5 hours, and by the end of it I was like, I don't want to stop.
Don't stop is the moral of the story. That was Sarah Jinkling of the OLs playing at the Astoria tonight with Winter Coast from their EP, I'm Sorry, I'm Not That Girl from Transformers, to be also released next Wednesday at the Cobalt. Here now is one more OLs, perhaps a Stonecutters reference, Freemasons. It's Secret Society on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Into the night. And the years pass by, but it has not been too long to remember. And the years pass by, but it has not been too long to remember. Shark and little shiner on her side in the moonlight. Where them bottom feeders feed, there's no sleep tonight. Oh, and the years pass by, but it has not been too long to remember. Little shiner in the deep, in the moonlight. Where them bottom feeders feed, there's no sleep tonight. Oh, and the years pass by, but it has not been too long to remember.
On stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10.
Sometimes you just gotta turn it up to 11, right? Let 2011 be the year we turn it up to 11 and raise $35,000 during the annual CITR Fund Drive. Fund Drive goes down November 17th through 24th, and mark your calendars because the Fund Drive finale party will be happening at the Biltmore on November 25th. See you there.
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Yeah.
Freaking out all night, motherfucker. I'm ready to get down.
You know what? We're recording and we're filming, and your presence here gives us the right to display your soul throughout the universe.
Yeah. Prenuptial chicken pox. Rodney Kingdom, kick him, stab him, taser, dick him. Untrustworthy backstab sheriff.
Idiot behavior to the beach, eh? Everybody just running up, skiing up, feeling my lead boot. Come on, come on. Put it right there, boss. Idiot behavior to the beach, eh? And baby skinny happy doing something between me, my monkey humpy dumpy feet. Let me flail along like a wind blows up to the beaches. In a parking lot across the street, and even that would take me out of the beach, eh? Yes, I'm an ML field, took the wind and turned on my feet. Yes, I'm a piggy beaky, and I'm like I want a street, and even a chicken tree. Had to get his freak on in the street, top. Before he commenced having a fit, a bit of idiot behavior to the beach. To the beach.
Flying like a lunatic, so my lady with bucket gear
was crying.
That's until my mama's sick.
Yeah.
Build a nutmeg nation, a big five.
Oh, God.
Said if you blow and said you cry.
Skank and go nuts. Skank and go nuts. Skank and go nuts.
Skank and go nuts. With idiot behavior to the beach. Everybody just run them up in the street. Get your skank on. Get your mash on ya. Tripping over your own fucking feet. Sometimes it's inevitable. When you're having such a good time, and all you do is talk.
Go back, go back, out of control, 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 go back, Yes, it's all gold dust. Scratch and go bang, go bang. I love it's all gold dust.
Go nuts.
FM, CITR. This is Shameless, broadcasting in Vancouver, British Columbia, from the UBC campus, as always. I'm Jonathan Brown, and we started that set off with some new Vancouver heroes, or new music from Vancouver heroes, Said the Whale, off their latest New Brighton, the track Sandy Bay Fishing. And you always like the fact that Said the Whale songs are always a little history lesson. Everything's always based in Vancouver in some fashion, and I've noticed the sound on this new record sounds a bit more punchy, a bit more intense, and kind of like a drinking song. Like in the change of pace, but the fact that the points of reference will always remain the same is very reassuring, Said the Whale. Muchly appreciated. After that, we had some new Woo Life from their latest record, Go Tell Fire to the Mountain, a record recorded in an abandoned Manchester church. Sound that reverberates beyond the ears. The track Summer Bliss, no, Sumas Bliss, and Woo Life is playing on the 18th with the Antlers at the Electric Owl. A great set of bands playing at, you know, pretty intimate venue. I dare say I'll be checking that one out. And I highly recommend if you want to see a band hit it big. This is the time. And we end the set off with some Fishbone from the live record Live at the Temple Bar, the track Skank and Go Nuts. And as I said earlier, the next person or people that call in at 822-2487 will win tickets to the premiere screening of the Fishbone documentary, Everyday Sunshine, the story of Fishbone, with director Liv Schreiber in the house. But also coming up is the CITR Fund Drive. And at the finale, we'll be playing Shimmering Stars at the Fund Drive finale show at the Biltmore. You're going to hear a lot more about the Fund Drive over the next week or so. And I'll be making a few appearances here and there on certain CITR shows. Some of them know I'm coming. Most of them don't. And they'll tell you all about donating the station, why it's so great, why we always need your financial support. And of course, we'll cap it all off with the show at the Biltmore, playing the likes of Love Cuts, Synth Cake, World Club, and one of everyone's at the station's favorite local bands, Shimmering Stars. Here is Nervous Breakdown, a mere taste of what you can expect to find this Friday, or next Friday.
Thank you.
Thursday, November 17th, CITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and WinnieCooper.net are proud to present the Villa Coola EP release party. With special guests, Gang Signs, and Tough Lovers, this show will go down at the Media Club with doors at 9 and the show starting at 10 p.m. That's the Villa Coola EP release party, Thursday, November 17th at the Media Club, sponsored by CITR.
Seems to me like they want us to be afraid, man. Maybe we just like being afraid. Maybe we just so used to it at this point that it's just a part of us, part of our culture. Security alert on orange. It's been on orange since 01, G. I mean, what's up, man? Can a brother get yellow, man? Just for like 2 months or something? Goddamn. Sick of that. Mic check. The groove is thick, so I'ma rhyme like a lunatic. I do this shit with an unassuming wit. The corporation conjured up the bass and the tempo. My name is Liv, that's the intro, now let's go. The flow of life throwing strife into the mix to depict our condition and the word is sick. The powers to be, a power elite, to speak upon stress and strife that I see every day. And launch a speaker bomb, culture of fear is up in your ear. They're telling us terrorists about to strike, maybe tonight, right? But they just back up slowly with critical analysis of those who control me. It used to be we just had a screen in the crib on the TV, but now we carry screens when we leave. See laptops, smartphones, now we're never alone. A new affliction I call media dome. But on the low, famine is the programming. You wanna watch your favorite show because it's so slamming. Hold hands and let's gaze into the beautiful glare while we're here, so immersed in this culture of fear.
Beneath the stars, I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years swept away the known. And no, I'll run this town to be near you. And no, gray skies ever turn blue. Slam it down like a domino and lay in the moss. I said today is a new day. I'm looking for new prey. I'm trying to survive. I'm trying to take in this loss. The clothes don't make the man. It's the man that makes the clothes. And if this war doesn't end, there's nothing left to fight. And I'll show you happy tonight. I stand alone.
dominance. The deeper you get, the more the reaper is prominent. Well, up Sam, knock on the door. I tell him that I'm headed for the dock on the shore. Sailing away, are you coming with? Just pack for the stay, cause I'm finna get hit. The war don't end, there's nothing left to fight. And I'm sure you have it tonight that I stand alone.
The evening starts beneath the stars, I stand alone. I put all my fears to all these years, I swept away the known.
Hey,
hey. No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue. I stand.
Gambino is a mastermind. Fuck a bitch to pass the time. Mass appeal, orange rind. Smoke your green, I'm spending mine. The beat is witch's brew. But beware, this shit is potent. EE coming on her face. Now there's poetry in motion. Yeah, Gambino make it work. I'm the boss, move something. Yeah, this cool fucking suits me. Swag too, button. Yeah, these girls be acting crazy when they're dancing Black Swan. I ain't fucking at the club. Put your clothes back on. Yeah, this beat is a disaster. 9-11, this track. Rappers wanna battle me. I have to mail their heads back. In my click, make that De Niro, so it's time to meet the fuckers. I am running this bitch, you are just a dog walker. Leaving with your girl when we last seen each other. Yeah, you fucking with the baddest like we tag team. Rihanna fly girl on her knees, she don't wanna come near me. And my dick is too big, there's a Big Bang Theory. Got a picture in my iPhone, what do y'all think? Why y'all niggas masturbate? I'm in that Ariel pink. If I am just a rapper, man, you could've fooled me. I'm the shit, when these dudes talk, they talking fool me. Okay, I'm down with the black girls of every single culture. Filipino, Armenian girls on my sofa. Yeah, I like a white girl. Sometimes we get together, need a thick chick though. So it's black and yellow, love is a trip. But fucking is a sport. Are there Asian girls here? Minority report. Put your team on the map, Blake Griffin on the court. Niggas biting off my tracks, need a knife and a fork. We the illest, need a nurse. Here's the check, grab your purse. Unless we fucking, then I'll pay for all the food on the earth, man. I got some pussy that was insane. So insane, it's an enemy of Batman. Damn on it, niggas call me faggot, cause they closet and I'm hot as shit. Coming out the backside of a rocket shit, it's monster shit. You dudes are the opposite of blackness. Respond to this, we can squash the beef right now like sausages. Chilling with my N-words, say it like a white kid. Yes, your booty's big as hers, say that to my white bitch. So she don't get embarrassed, my dick is made of carrots. Bunnies wanting to be fed it, I met honeys, oh forget it. I have worked all winter, I will not fail summer. In the back of a bush like Gavin Rossdale's drummer. Yeah, my stinger's in the flower, I hope she let me pollinate. Working hard as shit, yeah, this beat is made from concentrate. Nigga, can't you tell that my sample of Adele was so hot? I got these hood niggas blowing up my cell. Swag out the ass, I'm the man, fuck Chico. Took the G out your waffle, all you got left is your ego. Think about it for a second, man, we eating. Where's your breakfast, man? You hungry? Have the sandwich. Got my wallet, cheese and lettuce. An elephant never forgets, so my dick remembers everything. Green inside your wallet is that pussy open sesame. Running the game, fuck am I saying? Running the earth, give me a month. Told all you niggas I'm in it to win it, cause having an Emmy just wasn't enough. You get sloppy drunk, I stay whiskey neat. My clique should be canceled, freaks and geeks.
The man was lucky enough to score a tour, just as his show seems to be getting hiatused, canceled. It's hard to tell. He is Childish Gambino, alias Donald Glover. The track, his single, Freaks and Geeks. Here on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. Brooklyn rapper Theophilus London for that from his latest record, Prince TL. The track, I Stand Alone. He calls himself a mixture of Michael Jackson, Prince, Kraftwerk, and the Smiths. I knew I liked him for a reason. And we also had some new Thievery Corporation from their latest record, Culture of Fear, featuring Mr. Lift. That was also the title track, Culture of Fear. Coming up now, the XX call this group their favorite gang of songwriters. I tossed the word gang in there to sound tough. The only people that sound tougher are class actress. The track, Love Me Like You Used To. How tough is that? I'm Shameless.
Didn't know how far that I could take it, but it's getting worse with every breakup. This is crazy, I never wanted to do. Somehow I thought it always worked out. You do the right thing, I'd say the wrong thing, but somehow you'd always forgive me.
Music from Brastronaut. So new, there's not even an album planned for it yet. That was Opportunity on Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR. And this concludes this edition of Shameless. You can always relive this show online and every other show before it on the podcast up at CITR.ca once I push those select few buttons. Big thanks to Cher Jinkling of the OLs for stopping by, and be sure to check them out live. They're playing the Astoria tonight with Winter Coast, and there's also the EP release at the Cobalt next Wednesday. Stay tuned to CITR for Folk Oasis with Val, which I think is going to feature some pretty classy live music. Don't want to spoil anything, of course. We'll leave that to Val. However, I'll leave you now with some of the new Pornographers. The track, Letter from an Occupant. I think you could probably guess just why I chose to pick this song. You know, the occupying this and that. You know, it's been played out over the media, I'm sure, but I gotta get my licks in sometime, you know. When I'm old and senile, listening to this show, I'm like, when's this from? Oh, right. The Occupy days. That's it for me. Enjoy now the new Pornographers. Letter from an Occupant.
the perfect party. It's an elusive idea. People have to be completely entertained from the moment they walk in to the moment they leave. It's a grand experiment.
Welcome to the future of parties, the perfect party.